Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The new tax law may have many ramifications for your 2018 taxes, so as you and or your tax preparer are working on your 2017 tax return, our next guest says that there are some things in the new law that you should be discussing now. Kim Smith is a certified public accountant. She practices in Blythewood, South Carolina. Kim, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
I see you brought this huge book with you about the new tax law.
I did. I just received this in the mail this morning. It is the new tax law with some commentary in it. It is 1,088 pages. And I just wanted to bring it. I know your listeners can't see it, but you can.
So does this... This does not have all of the IRS rulings and decisions to make anything really super final yet, does it?
No, the IRS is currently writing regulations that's going to tell us, the tax practitioners, how this is all going to be done and the forms that we'll need to fill out. This is simply the actual tax law code that was written in Congress. And there is some commentary on here to help us a little bit. So we had an e-book that we were looking at earlier that came out about 2 weeks ago. It was a short 100-page analysis of the tax law. But this one I got this morning. This has everything in it.
Share with us, first of all, some highlights that you, the important things right now that you think individuals need to know as they're looking at their taxes for 2017 and thinking about 2018.
Well, I think the biggest thing that we've heard in the news, that we've seen on TV, they're talking about the standard deduction. The standard deduction has doubled. So it was originally, let's say you're married filing jointly, it was $12,000. It's now doubled to $24,000. It's been out there that, wow, this is really going to make a big tax savings for all of us that work hard. But the one thing that they didn't talk about that was never said was that the personal exemptions that we now have, which is about $4,000 per taxpayer, those have gone away completely. So let's say you were you have a family of four and you had some itemized deductions that were a little, let's say they were $13,000, $14,000. You're looking at a good bit more than what the new law says that you can deduct, of only $24,000. So you could come up when you get to the end of 2018 and actually owe tax with this new tax law. And that's what we as tax practitioners are concerned about. So we want to, with our clients, what we're doing is we've finished their 2017 return. We've got tax projection software that will tell us what the new tax law will do for them based on their 2017 return, so we can make sure our clients are not getting to the end of the tax year and actually owing tax, which could happen.
Kim, what are another couple of items that jump out to you in the new tax law that you don't think have received much press?
One thing is alimony. Alimony currently is deductible for the person paying the alimony, and after 1/2019, any divorces, you're not going to be able to deduct that alimony. So there's going to be a big change and a shift in the tax consequences of that.
So you have 2 years on that one.
Yes. Starts 1/1/2019. The other biggest change, I think, is in the state and local income tax, where it's capped at $10,000.
And so how about some tax strategies that you can relay here to our listeners going forward?
I think you need to do the tax projection and get with your tax practitioner. But another thing, one of the best tax strategies that a person can do is to maximize what they can put into their employer's retirement plan. There's been not much change with the new tax law, but that is still the best thing that you can do. There's been some big changes to the educational 529 plans. They've been around for a long time. But the changes are exciting because they're going to let you use these funds not only for secondary, post-secondary education, but for grades K through 12, for special schools or private schools, and even homeschooling, which I know is something that people have wanted for a long time.
Kim, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
It was a pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Kim Smith is a certified public accountant practicing in Blythewood, South Carolina. We will have a link to her firm posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.